Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump speaks up for his budget bill.
I think it's going to be the greatest bill ever passed.
And CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns on Capitol Hill reports a Senate vote's getting underway on a third day of debate on the measure.
Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. She's the most moderate Republican, you could argue, up here on Capitol Hill, and she has been a holdout. So they have been working on some carve-outs for her, possibly for the state of Alaska, to get her support for this bill.
Vice President President Vance is on Capitol Hill, if needed, to break a tie. President Trump is in Florida to get a firsthand look at the new migrant detention center in the Everglades that's been called Alligator Alcatraz.
I wouldn't want to run through the Everglades for long.
He says there's a natural deterrent facing anyone who wants to escape. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
They are going to be held in tents and trailers, potentially right before hurricane season here in Florida. And when kind of proposed that idea, you saw one state Republican official say that the hurricanes might motivate these migrants to, quote, self-deport.
Well, CBS's Michael Wallace tells us a new study estimates that more than 14 million of the world's most vulnerable people could die by 2030 because of the Trump administration's dismantling of U.S. foreign aid.
Research in the Lancet Medical Journal says a third of those deaths will be children under five. Trump and Elon Musk's Doge canceled 83% of USAID programs, including all funding to Mana Nutrition, a Georgia nonprofit that makes meals for malnourished children overseas. Mark Moore co-founded Mana.
Without them, global food aid will grind to a halt.
The Lancet report estimates USAID funding prevented more than 90 million deaths in developing countries between 2001 and 2021.
Oklahoma has stopped recommending fluoride in public water systems. Tulsa dentist Nicole Nellis supplies fluoride to the teeth of patients who want it.
You'd have to drink 92 gallons of water in one sitting to get fluoride toxicity from the water.
Utah and Florida have already moved to remove fluoride from public water systems. His public Facebook page says televangelist Jimmy Swaggart has died. He was a fire and brimstone preacher brought down by a sex scandal in 1988.
I have sinned against you, my Lord. And I would ask that your precious blood would wash and cleanse every stain.
Swaggart, who was 90 years old, had been in ill health recently. Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 400 points. The S&P and NASDAQ are trading lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's Common Council meets tonight with a packed agenda. There will be discussions on water infrastructure, public safety funding, and whether to uphold the mayor's veto of a liquor license for a gas station. Council members will also consider grants for firefighter training. The meeting starts at 6, and it's again being held in the Racine Public Library Community Room. Today's the first day on the job for the new interim president at Gateway. Dr. Morgan Phillips was formerly vice chancellor at Pima Community College in Arizona. He takes over from outgoing president Ritu Raju. The board says a national search for a permanent president is underway. If you plan on hitting the road tomorrow, you won't be alone. AAA says the busiest travel time of the Independence Day weekend is tomorrow, technically noon to 9 tomorrow. The other busy times are Thursday afternoon and again Sunday afternoon. Wisconsin leaders have reached a tentative bipartisan state budget deal. Governor Tony Evers has announced $330 million for child care, $1.4 billion for K-12 schools, and $1.3 billion for mostly middle-class tax cuts. The plan also boosts funding for the universities of Wisconsin and is set for a legislative vote tomorrow. And Kenosha has the lowest gas price in the area at $2.92 a gallon today. The state average is at $2.96. It's down over 30 cents from this time last year. Experts say it could be the lowest Independence Day gas price since 2021. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Bucks wave goodbye to Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Basketball. Damian Lillard no longer with the Bucks. ESPN reporting after two seasons, the Bucks have waived Lillard and they will stretch out the payments on his remaining $113 million contract. Today, they've acquired Miles Turner from the Indiana Pacers. Turner has agreed to a four-year $107 million deal with the Bucks, plus a player option in 2028. Damian Lillard, who first suffered a blood clot, then a season ending torn Achilles, will be out for nearly a year rehabilitating that injury. Other changes? After seven seasons, Brook Lopez, no longer the center of the Bucks, he signs a two-year deal worth $18 million with the LA Clippers. The Bucks, however, bringing back guards Gary Trent Jr. and Kevin Porter on two-year deals, and forward Taurean Prince on a two-year contract as well. Again, the Bucks releasing Damian Lillard and signing Miles Turner from the Pacers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny and pleasant today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 67. Tomorrow, sunny, 87. And then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
And right now, we're 30 seconds away from Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, Racine.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
The rest of the story. Beth has had every advantage, has lived all of her life in a fashionable section of the city, and now here she is in a cab bound for Whitechapel, a slum, a depth of human existence beneath anything she has ever experienced. What she's about to do, we call making the drop, payment of ransom to kidnappers. And when this brief but harrowing episode is over, Beth will see the world through other eyes forever after. And that brings us to the rest of the story. Highborn Beth, in a common taxicab, on her way to the underworld. She knows that she is risking her life, and yet this risk must be taken, for she's about to negotiate with kidnappers for the release of a captive. The men in her family, her father, her brother, have done their best to dissuade Beth from this mission. They have warned her of the danger, and yet horror stories are ringing in Beth's ears about the decapitated heads of kidnapped victims returned in bloody parcels to the families who refused to pay. And so for lack of a man with courage or moral conviction, a woman, Beth, is going to descend into the wolf's den. Someone she loves is being held in torment, may in fact already be dead. And yet if there's only a chance that he's still alive, Beth will take her own chances with her own life. A man named Taylor is her contact. He's known to be the leader of a kidnap ring, though he professes only to have connections. This outward role is why the police cannot touch him. Beth does not care. A loved one's life is in the balance. The cab comes to a halt in the middle of the grimy slum street. Broken windows, filth tumbled down. This is the address Beth has been given. At once a gang of men and boys with haunted faces converge from the quiet to encircle the cab. The danger of which Beth has been warned has now become a reality. And yet it'll pass. It will pass. For the real-life account of which you've just heard concludes happily. Negotiation successful, ransom paid, kidnapped victim released, exhausted but unharmed. In retrospect, there is no doubt he would have been killed were it not for Beth. For him, a five-day ordeal was over, and for Beth, a new life was beginning. Within days of this, her first adventure beyond the elegance she had always known, she would marry secretly, and she would run away from home. And years later, on a sunny balcony in Italy, she would recall the desolation of Whitechapel. She would recall the den of kidnappers in East London, the haunted faces, and she would describe it all in a poem so that you would know that she was once there, a poem called Aurora Leigh. No, you may never have read those lines of verse, but you are acquainted with the lady who wrote them. The gifted woman whose strict father kept her home until she was 40. The dominated daughter who found her first courage to break free as an angel of mercy was Elizabeth Barrett Browning. And the kidnapped victim for whom she had risked her life in the depths of a Whitechapel slum, the captive indirectly responsible for Elizabeth's first freedom, was never ever again to leave her side, a golden spaniel puppy named Flush. And now you know the rest of the story.
It's one of those great stories from Paul Harvey. The rest of the story, heard twice daily, 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05, kicking off every weekday afternoon here on WRJN.
You'll catch him surfing at L.A.
Inside, outside USA.
Ventura County line.
Inside, outside USA.
Santa Cruz and
Trent. Inside, outside USA.
Australia and Caribbean.
Inside, outside USA.
All over Manhattan.
Inside, outside USA.
And down Bohemian Way.
Inside, outside.
Everybody's gone surfing USA.
Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Got some plans for me.
and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Johnny Rivers with the Four Tops song on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And the station with big deals, you can win tickets to see a Brewers game. Brewers playing the Marlins Friday the 25th, and you can win those tickets just simply by visiting the big deals page on the WRJN.com website. But do so before July 18th, okay? And good luck winning those. Absolutely free, no purchase necessary. From WRJN.com.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
The huge Summer Savings Spectacular is going on right now at Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine. Stop in today and save 20 to 50% on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. Disposables, gummies, carts, papers, pipes, CBD products, and more. Master Vape has everything you're looking for. And right now, you'll save big at the huge Summer Savings Spectacular going on at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Join the Racine Raiders for Military Appreciation Night this Saturday against the Fayetteville Commandos from North Carolina. All veterans and active duty military and reserves get in free. Operation Barbecue will also have a free tailgate for those that served or are serving in the military. Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
It won't take long. We're gonna do the twist, and it goes like this. Come on, let's twist again, like we did last summer. Yeah, let's twist again, like we did last year. Do you remember when things were real?
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and newscasts twice an hour to keep you updated. We have upgraded our news service because we've teamed with Racine County Eye, so you can get the details from them at racinecountyeye.com. And the headlines come from Stuart J. Waddles now in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine's Common Council meets tonight with a packed agenda. There will be discussions on water infrastructure, public safety funding, and whether to uphold the mayor's veto of a liquor license for a gas station. Council members will also consider grants for firefighter training. The meeting starts at 6, and it's again being held in the Racine Public Library Community Room. It's a register listing for Racine's Root River Parks. The historic area has been added to the National Register of Historic Places. The Wisconsin Historical Society made the designation earlier this month. The parks were developed from 1905 to 1912. Island, Riverside, Cedar Bend, and Washington Parks are all included. You can see a map of what is now even a more historic part of Racine online today. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. Kenosha's got the lowest price at the pump right now in the area. The price there is $2.92 a gallon today, with it around the $3 mark in Milwaukee and Racine counties. Some folks are looking to save a little money as people start to take off for vacations. Melissa Kay has more about the price at the pump around the state.
Average gas prices fell 7.3 cents over the last week, landing at $2.96 in the state today. This is 1.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and over 30 cents lower than this time last year. Gas Buddy's Independence Day gas price forecast projects the national average price to fall to $3.15 on July 4th. This would be down nearly 35 cents from last year's national average and the lowest Independence Day average since 2021. Gas Buddy officials say if tensions in the Middle East remain contained and the U.S. avoids a major hurricane, the national average could fall below $3 at some point this summer.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, sunshine, temperatures in the low 80s, mostly clear tonight, low of 67. Sunshine and highs in the mid 80s on your Wednesday, an afternoon storm possible. Clear and 69 Wednesday night. For Thursday, scattered storms, otherwise sunny and 84. Right now, it's 80.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. How well do you remember this song? What was the name of the youngster that was Puff's best friend that brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff?
Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept the lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes
not so little boys. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff, that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain.
WRJN. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report says a high of 82 today. Heat index will hit 84. Waves are going to stay under a foot. Water temperature is 68 degrees. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report, sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating, from drab to fab, creating beach style color one stroke at a time.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. We'll be right back.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. An all-Native American band, Redbone, did Come and Get Your Love. Their other hit was Witch Queen of New Orleans. This is an interesting band to see and watch and hear. Had a great sound. I'm Dan Marcus. If you're headed to the beach, like, say, North Beach, no need to take along that big old bulky boombox of yours. The Beachside Oasis is playing WRJN when there's not a band there or maybe yoga going on or something. So enjoy us alongside the lakefront, courtesy of the North Beach Oasis, all summer long, WRJN.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's House. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Saturdays.
The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano's Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Don't miss an extra special Bryce Terang Platinum Glove Brewers Bobblehead Giveaway on July 26th, courtesy of Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. The first 25,000 fans through the gates will collect the bobble. Get your seats now at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
I keep on dancing for Daddy, not a drink, a drink right now. Dancing on a shake it, shake it, baby. Come on and show me how you work. Now you're in motion for Daddy, gotta do the locomotion, yeah. Dancing on a crime, don't hurry me for wait. Shake it, shake it, perfect dance. Keep on dancing.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. The Beatles auditioned James Taylor when nobody knew who James Taylor was as a possible candidate to record on their Apple label, and he auditioned with a song called Something in the Way She Moves. That was the title of the song. George Harrison borrowed the line and turned it into the first line for this song by the Beatles on WRJN.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Let's come on the line. thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A big win in the U.S. Senate for President Trump.
The Senate being evenly divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative. The bill as amended is passed.
Vice President Vance casting the deciding vote on the Trump budget bill. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
This is essentially the president's agenda in